I want to talk about communion today and how important it was to the Apostle Paul. We've been talking about things we know and we believe. It's at times like this, Allison, that we find out what we believe and what we know. Are you listening? How many times have I preached over the years about walking in faith and healing because, not because we're never going to get sick, but because we're going to what? Need it. We're going to need it. I want you to go with me to 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 12. The Apostle Paul said this, read it with me. Because I know whom I have believed and am convinced that he is able to guard what I have entrusted to him until that day. What have you entrusted to him? And we have talked that I must know and believe my spiritual ancestry. He, say it, he is my family. Secondly, the scripture says, not only do I know my spiritual ancestry, but I am, take me to it, Sherry, please, if you will. He is my spiritual guide. He is my Lord. He is my master. He is my king. And I know who I have believed. Let's skip all of that and go to 1 Corinthians, please. The enemy does not want me to share this with you because it is so, so important. 1 Corinthians chapter 11. The Apostle Paul said, I know who I have believed. Remember I told you 2 Timothy, the Apostle Paul said, I know who I have committed myself to. How did he develop this knowing? How did he do that? How did he develop the knowing? Read it with me. Paul knew the power of covenant with Christ and the body of Christ. Say it again. Paul knew the power of covenant with Christ and the body of Christ. Just before we read 1 Corinthians 11, I want to show you something very important about communion. When a covenant was entered into, if you go back to Genesis, God made a covenant and swore by himself that he would do what he said for Abraham. Covenant is the most important thing in the life of the believer. Everybody listen to me. If you don't understand the power of your relationship with Jesus, the enemy will beat you up. He will beat you down. Remember last Sunday I talked to you about he is in the game to annihilate you. He is the devourer. He wants you destroyed to the point there's nothing but liquid left of you and he licks it up. Wow. When a covenant was made, there was a loaf of bread that was part of the covenant making. First, there was the covenant means to cut. They intentionally cut and shared blood. Then there would be an animal that would be sacrificed, and the blood, in fact, it would be cut down its spine and laid open. And the two that were making covenant would walk between the pieces of the body where blood was on the ground, and that was called the path of blood. Do you realize Jesus did all of this? When they beat him at the whipping post, the Bible says that his body came apart. As he carried the cross to Golgotha, his blood spilled on the road, and he created the covenant path. Are you listening? Wow. And then there was the sacrifice of the body of Christ. When the covenant was made, bread was used, because this bread, if I'm making a covenant with someone, would represent me. It would represent me physically, emotionally, spiritually, and everything I own. And when I make covenant, everybody watch, when I would make a covenant, I would break this. And I would give part of it to the person I'm making covenant with as a symbol to say, everything I have, emotionally, physically, spiritually, and tangibly, everything I own is yours. To break this covenant would bring severe penalty on me and the person that I was in covenant with. Oh, man. Wow. Then I would give a gift. And that gift would represent everything I have. Are you listening? I am in covenant with you. Anybody that comes against you, and listen, not only did I make the covenant with this other person, but it included their family. Say it included their family. Anybody associated with their family, that covenant includes. We're going to find out that the Apostle Paul knew the power of covenant with Christ and his covenant with the body of Christ, because he had experienced pretend relationships. There are people who go to church in different places for two reasons. My family has always gone here, and this is where I go, or I've given so much money, I feel like I own part of this. If that's why you attend, either those reasons, you are not in covenant with that body. You can leave that body at any time. Are you listening? The breaking of the bread, we have changed it in weddings to wedding cake. But that's why they cut the cake. The groom feeds the bride feeds the groom. And the cake and the people that eat it don't realize that they're saying to the groom and the bride, we are eating of this bread with you, which means whatever you need from us, you call us anytime and we'll help you. You still want an invitation to somebody's wedding? Listen to what the Apostle Paul said in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. He talks about that power. Turn in your Bibles, please, to 1 Corinthians chapter 11. In verse 17, the Apostle Paul says, I have the following directives for you. He said, your meetings do more harm than good. You ever been to church where the meeting was more harmful than good? You ever been in a family where the family did you more harm than good? The Apostle Paul said, I want you to understand the importance of eating together. Verse 22. For I received from the Lord what I passed on to you. Everybody notice that. Verse 23, he said, I received from the Lord. Didn't say the apostles taught him. Didn't say Barnabas taught him. He said, the Lord told me this. I am sharing this with you from the Lord. I pass it on to you. And this is exactly what happened. The Lord Jesus, on the very night, in fact, the original translation says, on the very night he was betrayed, took bread, watch this, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, this is my body, which is for you. Everybody look this way. When he broke that bread, everything that he had in the kingdom of God, he gave to us. Whoa. Do this, and that word do this means find a way to do it. Everybody say find a way. Find a way to do this. And every time you do it, remember that I have made this covenant with you. Oh my. So he says in the next verse, he says in the same way after supper. And that's exactly the way it happened. That's exactly the way it happened. After supper, he took the cup and he said, read it with me. This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Listen to me. What he was saying was, this cup is the brand new, never before. Everybody say never before. Never before existed covenant. It is in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it. Do it in remembrance of me. Whenever you eat this bread, whenever you drink this cup, you proclaim my death, my sacrifice, the covenant until I come back. In other words, our job is to affirm our covenant every time we break bread. And we are saying, watch this, we are saying, Father, I am in covenant with you. Now, in Matthew chapter 26, Judas made a covenant first with the enemy. Do you remember? He said, what do you want for me to turn him over to you? And he made a covenant with them. Right after that, he goes back. Watch this, because it's going to explain the other part of this. He goes back to Jesus, and Jesus breaks the bread, and he gives the cup, and Judas participates with him, pretending to be in covenant with Jesus. Whoa. When really he was never truly in covenant with him. When he did that, the scripture says, Satan entered his heart. Ladies and gentlemen, do not ever. And how many of you know I've never wanted you to fear the communion? However, never, ever take this without checking on your relationship with him. Don't have made a relationship covenant with somebody else and then come in and think you're going to make one with him. You can't drink out of the cup of the Lord and the cup of Satan at the same time, Jesus said. Listen to what Paul says. Read it with me. So then, read it. Whoever eats the bread or drinks the cup of the Lord in an unworthy manner will be guilty of sinning against the body and blood of the Lord Jesus. Everyone ought to examine themselves before they eat the bread and drink of the cup. For those who eat and drink without discerning, what? The body of who? Most all think that it means not discerning the body of Christ hanging on the cross. That's not what it means. It means without discerning the body of Christ sitting together. Do you know when this became really real to me? It was in a nominal church. My wife and I had gone to a Christmas Eve service at an Episcopal church, and they were having communion. And do you know what the rector said? The pastor said? He said, if you're not a member of this church, cross your arms and say, I am doing this only for Jesus. Do you know why he said that? Because communion is about not only remembering what he did for me, but it is affirming my bond to you. Don't drink without discerning the body of Christ and eat and drink judgment on yourself. Whoa. Folks that can just go anywhere and just change any, they are not in covenant with anybody. It's quiet in this Pentecostal church. That is why many among you are weak and sick, and a number of you have fallen asleep. Ladies and gentlemen, the Apostle Paul knew, because he says in 2 Timothy chapter 1, he said, those at Ephesus or in Asia have completely forsaken me. Whoa, this is completely... Ladies and gentlemen, examine yourself. He closes the chapter by saying, these that have been weak and sickly and fallen asleep, they've not gone to hell, but they've experienced judgment, the judgment of God, because they haven't properly discerned the body of the Lord Jesus. Look at it. 1 Corinthians 11, verse 31. He says, you need to understand, I'm going to come to you and I'm going to share some more about this with you. But you need to understand there is a judgment that goes along with not being in covenant. We've never heard this before, have we? So, what about this? How do I apply this to my life right now? Get ready. First, I got to know him. Everybody say, I got to know him. I got to know Jesus. Secondly, I got to know the importance of covenant relationship with Christ, with believers, with my spouse, and with my family. Here's what's important. You need husband and wife to reaffirm your covenant with one another. That's what anniversary's for. Anniversary is not just to celebrate the day you got married. Oh, it was just the most beautiful wedding. It is to reaffirm your covenant. You should have, some of you call it date night, but it should be, this is my time to reaffirm my covenant with you. We believe God together for our finances. We believe God together for our children. We believe, and some of you aren't getting this any more than watching a ball game. Stand, please. Number three, know that participating in communion, and you'll hear it called the Eucharist, is a serious thing. communion has to do with the body of Christ here and what he has provided for us. Fourthly, I need to know the importance of renewing my covenant and always examine myself by prayer and the word.
Thank you for joining our service today. If you'd like to donate, we have many ways for you to give. You can text Zion and the amount to 73256, visit us online at zionca.org, or send by mail to Zion Christian Assembly, 258 Beartooth Parkway, Suite 130, Dawsonville, Georgia 30534. For more resources and information on our church, visit zionca.org.